ברוכים הבאים רבותיי, בשם השם נעשה ונצליח. בעזרת השם שאור יהיה לאלוהינו ונשמת האיש הכשר, דוד ונעמי דשיא לוי, רוח השם תנחנו בגן עדן, אמן. ולעלנו בעזרת השם התברך פרשת וירא, הנשיא ראית את הבגינינג לפסוק סז, וירא אליו אדוני באלונים אמרה, והוא יושב פתח האוהל כחום היום. רשי טלז אס, this was the third day after אברהם אבינו did ברית מילה, like we see at the end of last week's parasha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded Abraham to do Brit Milah. And Abraham, even though he was at old age, he was 99 years old, still he did the Brit Milah, obviously, like HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded him. And here HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to visit him. Not only this, next pasuk says, וישא עיניו וירא, והנה שלושה אנשים ניצבים עליו, וירא וירוץ לקראתם מפתח האוהל, וישתחו ארצה. חכים, תלסת את אברהם אבינו, he felt so bad. There's no visitors coming to eat by him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to send him three malachim to do gemilot hasadim with them. Therefore, when they came to him, he was so happy. Vayarus l'kratam petah ol. He ran to do mizvat gemilot hasadim. That was Abraham Avinu. All his mahut, Abraham Avinu, he was gemilot hasadim. And he was waiting for this. And now HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he wanted to make the tzaddik Abraham Avinu, he wanted to make him happy. Therefore, he sent him these three malachim. Alright, let's see Rashi. V'hene shelosha anashim, why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu need to send Abraham Avinu three messengers? Why do you need three malachim? You want Abraham to do mizvat gemilot hasadim? You could do it with one orach, one malach. Why do you have to send him three malachim? Rashi said, no, don't worry. Echad lebaser et Sarah, ve'echad lehafuch et Sedom, ve'echad lerapot et Abraham. Said each one has different mission. The first malach, he came to give him the news about Sarah Menu, that next year she's gonna have a baby. Yitzhak is going to be born. And ve'ahad lehafuch Sarah. Second malach, he came to tell Abraham Avinu that we're going to destroy Sodom. What's the purpose? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, obviously, he wanted Abraham to pray for them. Like we see also HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, he came to Abraham. Ve'she'amar ha'mchaseh ani mi'Abraham asher ani oseh. I have to tell him. I must tell him. Why? Because hopefully maybe Abraham is going to pray for them. That's exactly what happened. Abraham Avinu prayed for them, but they had no chance. And Hashem destroyed all the five towns. That's what it says here. That's the second malach. He came, להפוך את סדום. ואחד, and the third malach, he came, לרפות את Abraham, to cure Abraham Avinu, since that was the third day of his Brit Milah. Abraham Avinu just did the Brit Milah at old age. And he needs to be cured. Therefore, he sent him one malach to cure him. And why do you need to send him three malachim? Send one malach, let one malach do everything. Give him a list, tell him, you, the malach, Peloni, whatever your name is, go and do so and so and so. You have three missions to do. What's wrong? Rashi said, no. She'en malach echad oseh shtei shlichuyot. Said, no one malach could do two jobs. Each malach has only one mission. He comes here, he was sent for only one mission. Why not? Why HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he doesn't give few jobs to one malach? Why not? And simple understanding of Hashim explained that to teach us that how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he has malachim. The Pasuk said in Sefer Daniel, Elef alfin yeshem shunneh, virbo rebevan lekodamuhi yekumun. So he has elef alfin, that's elef alfin, a thousand, that's 1 million. Said 1 million malachim, you have Yishem Shunneh, ve'rbor ve'ban kodamim yikumun. And 10,000 times 10,000, you do the math, he has plenty of malachim. There's no shortage in malachim up there. Therefore, each malach, you go for one mission. We have to do two, three things, we send two, three malachim. We have plenty of them, they have nothing to do up there. Let them do something, whatever. So that's what I had, the simple understanding, why in malach ahad osesh tesh duhiyot. Alright, Rashi said, I'll prove it to you, תדע לך, שכן כל הפרשה הוא מזכירם בלשון רבים, ויוכלו, ויומרו, all the three מלאכים, when they came to him, all that it was saying in plural language, כן, ורחסו לכם, ויומרו אליו, יסרה אשתך, ויומרו, כן תעשה כשדברת, plural language, but when it came to tell Abraham Avinu about the בשורה לצרה, it's gonna bear a child, the פסוק said, ובשורה נאמר, ויומר שוב אשוב אליך כעת חיה. One malach only said, in singular form, ויומר שוב אשוב אליך. Next year, I'll come to you, and you're going to have a baby. תצהיר בידי מלאכים, זה מפרשים, זה אקספלן דרך אגב, בסד בי אלישע הנביא, when he give ברכה, what he told her, he told her, the מועד הזה, כעת חיה את חובקת בן. He told her that next year, you're going to have a child. He didn't tell her, שוב, שוב אלייך, I'm going to come back to you. Why? Because the מפרשים אקספלן, because אלישע, he doesn't know if he's going to stay alive. Probably after he's going to give her that נבואה, he's going to die. How is he going to know? No one knows his day, when is he going to pass away. Therefore, he cannot tell her, next year I'm going to come to you. I'm going to come to you. He cannot tell her. Therefore, he told her, next year you're going to have a child. But here the malachim, they know that malachim, they're living forever. So he told them, למועד אשוב אליך, כעת חיה ולצרה בן, שוב אשוב אליך. We're going to come back to you, because we know that we're going to stay alive. That's basically one of the reasons the Mefarshim explain why did Sarah Amenu, she laughed at them, but Tzhak Sarah Bekorbah Lemor, she laughed. Why did she laugh? Simple understanding the Mefarshim explain, because she didn't believe, said, how could that be, that the Ahare Beloti Hayta Li Adna Vadoni Zaken? She was 89 years old, and she's going to have a child. So she didn't believe them. But this, how could you say this about Sarah Amenu? The Ramban is asking, how could Sarah Amenu laugh about the Malachim? At least she must tell them, Amen, hopefully Hashem should listen to you and give me time. Ella, the Sarah wasn't laughing about this. For this that they told her, the Malachim, that we're going to have a child, you're going to have a child, she said Amen and everything is fine. So what did she laugh at? She laughed at exactly this statement. They told her, "Shob ashub elecha ka'ayt haya v'hinne b'ni sara ashtecha." The malachim, they appeared to Abraham Avinu, like the Gemara said, like three Arabs. They appeared to three human. They came like three humans, they appeared to Abraham Avinu, and that's how Sarah Avinu, she saw them. So she said, on the part that they're telling me that I'm going to have a child next year, Amen, hopefully Hashem should listen to you. But I'm laughing at, how could you say, "Shob ashub elecha ka'ayt haya"? Do you know what's going to be a minute after? You're so sure that next year you're going to stay alive? That's what she laughed at. Not, she didn't laugh that she didn't believe, Hasb Shalom. Kadosh Baruch Hu, Kol Yachol, he could do everything. She laughed at that statement. They said, "Shob ashub elecha." Do you know if you're going to stay alive next year? Do you know if you're going to stay alive tomorrow? You're going to stay alive today? What are you saying? That's what she left at. Whatever. So that's here that Rashi said, "Besorah ne'emar ve'yomer shuv ashuv elecha." Ba'afichat Sedom, when the Malach came to destroy Sedom, the pasuk said, "Lo uchal la'asot dabar ad bo'acha shama." He told Lot, "You have to go to Tzoar because I can't do anything to Sedom, to destroy Sedom and all the other five towns, unless you're going to go over there." So he said, he told him, "I lo uchal." ורפאל שרפא את אברהם הלך משם להציל את לוט. הוא שנאמר, והיא כי הוציאם אותם החיוצה, ויומר מלט על נפשך. רפאל, he's the one who cured אברהם אבינו, he went to save Lot, and there also says, ויומר, in singular form, מלט על נפשך. It means only one מלאך came to save him. Why? Because אין מלאך אחד עושה שתי שלוחיות. הלמתה שהאחד היה מציל. Even though two people came to Sedom, the pasuk said clearly, "Beyabo shene malachim Sedom abayirayv shene malachim dekem." Two of them, but only one of them destroyed it, and the other one, who's he? Rashi reveals to us here a little bit, the malach who came to save Lot, his name was Raphael. That's what Rashi tells us here. So you see from here that malach, he could do only one mission. That's what Rashi said. An obvious question you have on Rashi. He just told us, Tukhide Dabur, Rashi told us, "En malach ehad, no one malach could do two jobs." How come Rashi, the same statement, same pirush, same pasuk, "V'Rafael shirpa et Abraham, halach misham le'yatzil et Lot." How come Rafael, he had the zichut, he had the privilege to do two shlichiyot. He came to cure Abraham Abinu, and then he went to save Lot. He just told me, "En malach ehad, shtei shlichiyot." What are you going to say about this? That's one question we have to ask on Rashi. Let's take a look a little bit further. We have the Gemara, Masechet Baba Metzi'a. Here Rashi doesn't tell us who are these three Malachim. Only at the end, Rashi, he tells us Raphael, who cured Abraham Abinu, he came to save Lot. Who are the first two Malachim? He said one of them, he came to Mevasir Sarah. And one of them to destroy Sodom. Who's that? What's his name? The Gemara gives us their names. The Gemara in Baba Mesiah, Daf Pefav Amud Bet, מנינו שלושה אנשים, who are these three מלאכים? מיכאל, גבריאל ורפאל. These are the three מלאכים. מיכאל שבא לבשר את שרה. מיכאל, he's the one who came to tell אברהם, אבינו, את שרה is gonna bear a child. רפאל שבא לרפא את אברהם, he came to cure אברהם, and גבריאל עזל למפחה לסדום. גבריאל, he went to destroy סדום. לגמרא אסק, והקיתי ויבואו שני מלאכים סדומה בעירם, two מלאכים, they came to סדום. You tell me, only גבריאל, he went to destroy סדום. בסוף זה כלי לו, two מלאכים came, לגמרא אסק, דום הורי הבדת. דעזל מיכאל בהדה לשזבה ללוט. מיכאל, he went with גבריאל to save לוט. That means מיכאל and גבריאל, they went together. גבריאל to destroy סדום, and מיכאל to save לוט. That's what it says here in the Gemara. דייקה נמיד, כתיב ויהפוך את הערים האלה, ולא כתיב ויהפכו. שמע מנה. Why? Because when it came to destroy Sidon, the Pasuk said, ויהפוך in singular form. Who's that? גבריאל. גבריאל, he's the one who destroyed Sidon. מיכאל came together with גבריאל to save Lot. That's what it says here in the Gemara. Now, automatically now, we have different question on Rashi. Rashi told us, רפאל, who cured Abraham, he went to save Lot. The Gemara says clearly, not Rafael, Michael. Michael, the Malach, who came to be Mebeser Tzara, to tell Tzara she's going to have a baby, he's the one who went to save Lot. So what's going on here? Chaura, we have to understand why Rashi doesn't go with the Gemara. And what's more interesting, that Rashi is quoting at the Gemara at the end. Said, all what I'm telling you, Rashi said, what's the source? Gemara, Baba Metzia. You open up the Gemara, doesn't say what Rashi is saying. This also we have to understand. But before we try to understand Be'ezrat Hashem, I saw the Ben Ish Chai, he has a problem here in this Gemara, because if you pay attention to the Gemara here, the Gemara asks, who are these three Malachim? Michael, Gabriel, and Raphael. Pay attention to the order. Michael number one, Gabriel number two, Raphael number three. And the Gemara explains, Michael, sheba lebaser et Sarah. Raphael, sheba lerpet Abraham. Hey, Raphael, Raphael, that's number three. Why the Gemara tells us, Raphael, he's the one who came to cure Abraham. And all the way at the end, Gabriel, he came to destroy Sodom. Why the Gemara in the beginning starts Michael, Gabriel, Raphael, and when the Gemara is telling us each Malach what to do, the Gemara switched the order. First Michael, then Raphael, and the last is Gabriel. Why the Gemara al-Khawra is doing like this? So I saw the Ben Shai, Ben Hoyada, he asked that question. He says, Nara, דבתחלה נקית להו כסדר מעלתם. So the Gemara in the beginning was telling us the way and the order of their מעלה, their חשיבות. Which one's more חשוב than the other? He said, Michael, Tsar Israel, is the most חשוב from all the three מלאכים. Therefore he was mentioned first, and after him Gabriel, and the last is Raphael. That's the Gemara in the beginning telling us the order of their חשיבות. But after, וכאן נקית על פי סדר שליחותם. After the Gemara is telling us the order that they came to cure them. They came to do their job. So therefore, the first Malach came, the Gemara said, Michael, sheba lebaser et Sarah. And second one, lerapot Abraham, which is Raphael. And Gabriel came to destroy Sodom. Obviously, Gabriel was all the way at the end. Why? Because he's not destroying Sodom that same day when they came to Abraham. The first two Malachim, Michael and Raphael, they did their mission today, that day. And Gabriel is going to be next day. Like like you see in the Psukim, that after in the morning, then he destroys Sodom. So that's here what the Ben Shai is saying. וכאן נקית על פי סדר שליחותם, כי שליחות מיכאל ורפאל הייתה בו ביום, לבשר צרה ולרפות את אברהם. אבל שליחות גבריאל להפוך את סדום הייתה ביום השני. That's what he says over here. That's how the Ben Shai explains the order of the Gemara, why the Gemara switched the order. But still, even on this Ben Ish Chai, we still have a problem. Why? Because he said the Gemara when the Gemara told us each Malach what he did, Ben Ish Chai explains the Gemara is telling us the way they're doing their mission. Is that the right way? Is that the right order? It's not the right order. The Gemara says Michael sheba lebaser et Sarah, Raphael sheba lerapet Abraham. That's wrong. The first thing when they came to cure Abraham. And after they cured Abraham, they told Abraham that Sarah is going to have a better child. And then Gabriel all the way at the end. So even with the Ben Ish Chai, we still have a problem with the Gemara. So the Chaura, what's going on over here? We have to understand all these things. Bezer Hashem Itbarach. I saw also the Ben Ish Chai here in Baba Metzia. He also tells us, he says, V'nera'a kol ehad hayta shlichuto kifi b'chinato. Each malach is doing according to his mission in the world. What is he created for? That's what he did according to his profession. Let's put it this way. How? So he said, Ki Michael hu sar hamayim. Michael is the sar of the water. Whatever that means, he's in charge of all the water. Hopefully, Be'ez Rashim will see it later on. לכך הוא בא לבשר על הריון שרה אמנו עליה שלום, שיהיה מן ההזרעה של הזרע שהוא מים. It fits to his mission. He was the sir, כביכול, the president, or whatever you want to call him. He's in charge of the water, whatever that means. So therefore, he came to be מבשר שרה, that she's going to bear a child, and the child, where it is created from tapas roha, which is, looks like water. ורפאל ממונה על הרפואה, כפי בחינתו, שמפורש זה בשמו. רפאל, obviously, is coming to cure. רפאל, לרפות. וגבריאל, הוא שר הגיבורה והאש. לכך נשלח להפוך סדום, ללקוטם בגופרית ואש. גבריאל, since that he's in charge of the fire, therefore he came to destroy סדום. Each מלאך, he did best to his nature, כביכול. That's what here Ben Shai is telling us. And just to elaborate a little bit more, we have the Gemara, Masechet Psachim. The Gemara tells us over here that Masechet Psachim, the Kuf Yud Chet Amud Alef. The Gemara here has a lot of derashot, but we'll get to our point. The Gemara says here, Bisha'a she'epil Nimrod harasha' et Abraham abinu lituch kibshan ha'esh. When Nimrod, he wanted to throw Abraham to the fire, אמר גבריאל לפני הקדוש ברוך הוא, גבריאל תוד הקדוש ברוך הוא, רבונו של העולם, ארד ואצנן ואציל את הצדיק מכבשן האש. Give him permission to go down to cool off the fire. So Abraham Avinu shouldn't be burned, חס ושלום, in the fire. Nimrod want to throw him in the fire. Throw him in כבשן, according to many מפרשים, that's the first test Abraham Avinu went through. So Nimrod, he threw him into the fire. And he was saved. Who saved him? Malach Gabriel, the Gemara says here, he asked permission from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to go down, to air conditioning, to cool off a little bit the fire, so Abraham shouldn't get hurt. That's what Gabriel, he wanted. Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, no, you're not going to go. You're not going to go to save Abraham. Why? He told him, Ani yachid bi'olami, vehu yachid bi'olamu. Said, I am HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm the Hashem Echad Ushmu Echad, I'm only one. And Abraham, here on earth, he's the only one who believes in me. Who else, at the time when Nimrod wanted to throw Abraham, knows HaKadosh Baruch Hu? He's the only one. Therefore, they called him Abraham Ha'Abri. Why is called Abraham Ha'Abri? That everyone is on the other side of the scale. Abraham, on the other side. He's standing, he's going against everyone else at this time. So he's the only one, he's Yahid. I am Yahid, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, and Abraham is Yahid here, he's the only one who believes in me. So it fits more that the Yahid should come, save the Yahid. I want to go down to save him. Ered ani, Amar l'Kadosh Baruch Hu, ani Yahid bi'olami, bu Yahid bi'olamo, na'il Yahid, yatsilat Yahid. Therefore, I want to save Abraham Abinu. Thank you for he had good intention, you wanted to save Abraham, but you're not going to, I want to do it. The Gemara continues, ולפי שהקדוש ברוך הוא אינו מקפח שכר כל בריאה, since that Gabriel, he had a good intention, he wanted to do mitzvah, כביכול הקדוש ברוך הוא, he prevented him from that mitzvah, Hashem has to pay him somehow. So הקדוש ברוך הוא told him, don't worry, Gabriel, אמר לו, תזכה ותציל שלושם בני בניו. You're going to merit, you Gabriel, to save three of his great-grandchildren. Of Abraham Abinu, someone's going to throw them into the fire, and then I'm going to send you to save them. When's that? The Rash Rabbi Shimon Shiloni, B'sha'a she'epid Nebuchad Netzar HaRasha' L'Hananiah, Mishael V'Azariah L'Toch Kibshan Ha'esh. Whenever Nebuchadnezzar, he wanted to throw Hananiah, Mishael V'Azariah because they did not bow down to the statue that he made, he threw them into the fire. Amad Yurkamu. Sar HaBarad Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, different malach, different malach in charge of what? In charge of the hail, of the ice and hail. הקים אותו הקדוש ברוך הוא, אמר לפניו, רבונו של העולם, ארד ואצנן את הכבשן ויציל את הצדיקים הללו מכבשן האש. Give me permission, not Gabriel. דפר מלאך, יורקמו, whatever his name, said he wanted to go to save them. I am in charge of the eyes. Let me go down and cool off the כבשן האש, that Nebuchadnezzar want to throw him in Azariah. אמר לו גבריאל, so Gabriel, he interfered, he told them, מלאך יורקמו, he told them, אין גיבורתו של הקדוש ברוך הוא בכך שאתה שר הברד, והכל יודעים שהמים מכבין את האש. So he told them, it's not, if you're gonna go down to cool off the fire that Nebuchadnezzar did, to save חנניה, מישאל ועזריה, you're not gonna be מקדש שם שמיים that much. Why? Because who are you? You are in charge of the ice and hail and barad. So obviously the barad's gonna cool off the fire. But me, Gabriel, what's my mission? אלא אני, שאני שר של אש, ארד ואקרר בפנים ואקדיח בחוץ. ואעשה נס בתוך נס. So he told him, I am the one who's in charge of fire. I'm gonna go inside the fire. I'm gonna make the fire from the outside even harder. And from the inside, I'm gonna cool it off. I'm gonna make two miracles at a time. Two extreme miracles I'll do at the same time. And this way I'm gonna be Mekadesh HaShemayim even more. That you, if you're gonna go, you're the nature of the water to put off the fire. But the fire is gonna come to cool off the other fire. Doesn't make sense. So that's Nes Betuch Nes. Ve'akdiyach, I said, Atzanen Mabifneim, Ve'akdiyach Mbachus. I'm gonna make it even more harder on the outside. Ve'yaseh Nes Betuch Nes. באותה שעה אמר לו קדוש ברוך הוא, רד, קדוש ברוך הוא told גבריאל, you're saying good, you go down to save them. פתח גבריאל ואמר, ואמת אדוני לעולם הללויה. Then גבריאל, he opened up and he said the continuation of the הלל, ואמת השם לעולם הללויה. The Gemara tells us each statement of the הלל, someone else said it. Here, ואמת השם לעולם הללויה, what we say in the הלל, that statement, גבריאל said it. Why he said it? ואמת השם לעולם, that you're true, הקדוש ברוך הוא, you're 100% אמת. Why? Because in the first time, when I wanted to save Abraham, he didn't give me the chance. Now you rewarded me because I had a good intention. That's what it says here in the Gemara. Now before we continue, let's look at a few things here in this Gemara that the Ben Ish Chai tells us. Chaura, I have a few questions here on this Gemara. He says here, the Ben Ish Chai, he said, Amar Yurkemi Sar HaBarad, when we read, Yurkemi, the Malach in charge of the ice, he wanted to go down to save who? To save Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. He said, where was that Malach when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when Nimrod threw Abraham? How come by Abraham he was sleeping? Hasb Shalom. Where was he back then? Only by Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, he came in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, give you permission to go cool off the fire. Where were you at the time when Abraham threw, when Nimrod threw Abraham? So Yoksha Maharsha, Amma ilon ta'orir Sarah Barad bi'obada di Abraham abinu alav shalom. Ben Ish Chai said that Maharsha, he asked the question, how come? Where was he by Abraham? Vitreitz Maharsha answered, De'ada'a she'at salato tiyye alideh kadosh baruchu mta'am yachid. He says here that Maharsha answered that Yurkamu, the sar of the Barad, of the ice, he knew that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to tell him that answer. Ani Yahid ve Abraham Yahid, Na'el Yahid yatzilet Yahid. So he knew it from the first place. So he said, there is no point of asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu by Abraham. But here, by Hananiah, Mishael ve'Azariah, I have permission. Let me go. Therefore, he asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's how the Maharsha explains. Ben Ish Chai doesn't like that answer. He said, V'zeh dohak lomar, Shissar habbarad yada'a, V'Gabriel lo yada'a. How come Yurkamu? He knew that answer. How come Gabriel didn't know? He asked Kadosh Baruch Hu, give him permission. Hashem told him, no, Ani Yahid ve'hu Yahid. How come Gabriel didn't know and Yurkamu didn't know? Doha. Mir Ali B'Siyatat Shmaya, Ben Ish Chai says, Devaday gam Gabriel yada zeya ta'am shirao liyot atzalat Abraham Avinu ala ideya Kadosh Baruch Hu shu Yahid. He knew that the Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to answer him that Ani Yahid ve'hu Yahid. He knew from the first place, he knew what the Kadosh Baruch Hu was expecting, what Hashem is going to tell him. But nevertheless, even though he wanted to go, he asked permission to go to save him. Why? De'al yado yugdal hannes shehu sar ha'esh ve'al pi zeh yistanen ha'kibshan ve'al zeh pele pelaot ve'yesh bo kuduf shem shamayim yoter ve'yoter. Ve'kach amar, v'day techriya ta'ana zu le'oto ta'am shel yachid. גבריאל הינו דת הקדוש ברוך הוא הסגנת להם אני יחיד והוא יחיד, I want to save Abraham. I said, nevertheless, גבריאל, he asked הקדוש ברוך הוא, he told him, if I'm gonna go, I'm gonna be מקדש השמיים even more and more. Why? Because my nature is, אני שר האש, I'm the, in charge of fire. The fire is gonna go down to cool off the fire. That's a bigger miracle. So גבריאל thought that הקדוש ברוך הוא, his ta'ana, Gabriel's ta'ana is going to push away kibyachol the reasoning of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he said, Ani Yahid Vehu Yahid. Here he have more Kiddush in Shemaim. Therefore, he asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Shem told him, no, you're not going to go. Lekach nta'orer lebakesh ma'aseh zeh hennes, lebakesh ma'aseh hennes al yadeh. Vehenei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, af al pi shera'a sheyesh le Gabriel ta'ana hashuba bedabar zeh, im kol zeh, nevertheless, he had good ta'ana now, Gabriel. He's gonna be Mekadesh more Shem Shemaim. He said, nevertheless, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, since that he loves Abraham so much, he didn't want Malach to save Abraham. He wanted to save Abraham himself. Why? Because to show the love that he has for Abraham. I'm not sending anyone else. Me, myself, I'm coming to save you. That's what he says over here. That's one idea that he tells us here. Now he asks a different question. He said, since that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he promised Gabriel that he's going to save three of his Abraham's great-grandchildren from the fire because his good intention that he wanted to save Abraham. He had good intention to save Abraham. She told him, no, don't worry. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ve'emet Hashem le'olam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he rewarded him because he had a good intention to save Abraham. I'm going to reward you that you're going to save Hananiah, Mishael, ve'Azariah. So he said, if that's the case, how come you're kamu by Hananiah, Mishael, ve'Azariah? He opened up his mouth and he said, let me go down and save them. Didn't he know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised Gabriel that he's going to save them? How come he said like this? Ve'od, me'achar she'evtiyah HaKadosh Baruch Hu le'Gabriel ma'asei Abraham Abinu shehu yatzil et banav v'kibshan ha'esh. Lama ba Sarah Barad le'bakesh zot al yado? Ve'od yesh le'hakshot, lama lo yeshib Gabriel le'Sarah Barad ta'ana zu lomar k'bar b'tihani HaKadosh Baruch Hu be'kach. When Sarah Barad, he told Gabriel, I want to go save them. Gabriel told him, no, if you're going to go, you're not going to be Mekadesh HaShemayim like me because my nature is fire, what we said in the Gemara. How come he didn't tell him, simple, Bekitzur Vela'anyan. Hashem promised me, I'm going to save Hananiah, Mishael Ve'Azariah. Probably you're right, you're wrong, whatever, I'm going to be Mekadesh HaShemayim more than you or less, doesn't make a difference. Hashem promised me. Why you want to take that Mizbah away from me? V'hineh Mahar Shazal, על קושיה הראשונה תרס דלא ידע שרה ברד מן הבטחה שיבטיח הקדוש ברוך הוא לגבריאל. So here Maharsha, he said, the promise that Hashem gave to Gabriel, Yorkamu didn't hear of it. So he said, this is also Dohak. In the beginning you told me that Yorkamu, he knew that ta'anat of the Kadosh Baruch Hu told him, אני יחיד ויחיד, Gabriel didn't know. Now you're telling me now to the opposite now. Now Yorkamu didn't hear the הבטחה that Hashem promised Gabriel. Said it's all דוחק. Said ולכן מנראה לי בסיעתת שמיה לטענה זו אינה מספקת להשיב גבריאל לשר הברד כי אומר לו וכי אמר לך הקדוש ברוך הוא על חנניה מישאל ועזריה בפירוש ולא שלושה צדיקים אמר לך המתן ויקיים הקדוש ברוך הוא הבטחתו לך בשלושה צדיקים אחרים. He said ירקמו יד גוד טענה against מלאך גבריאל. He told him, listen, Hashem promised you you're going to save three of Abraham's great grandchildren. He told you חנניה מישאל ועזריה. He told you three of them. He didn't tell you which one. Let me save those. And maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to, in the future, three different tzaddikim, they're going to fall into the fire. Someone's going to throw them into the fire. Hashem is going to send you to save them, to reward you for your good intention. Who said that Hashem was referred to Hananiah, Mishael ve'Azariah? That's what here he explains over here. And he has here a lot of arichut here. It's interesting that the person should go over it here to understand that we can't go over everything. But he says here, and only one small thing, he says, וראיתי עוד הגאון עין יעקב שדקדק, למה לא נתן הקדוש ברוך הוא שכר ליורקמו על בקשתו שבקש הנס על ידו? Just like what he did to Gabriel. When Gabriel wanted to save Abraham, Hashem told him, no, I want to save Abraham because I'm Yahid and he's Yahid. And Hashem rewarded Gabriel, you're going to save three tzaddikim in the future, which is Hananiah, Mishael ve'Azariah. Now when Yorkamu, he wanted to save Hananiah, Mishael, ve'Azariah, Hashem did not reward him. He had good intention. He wanted to save them. How come HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't give a chance to Yorkamu, Sarah Barad, to save different tzaddikim because of the good intention, just like what he did to Gabriel? V'ra lepsi'atat shmaya, ki Gabriel, kishibokish ma'aseh Abraham Abinu, lo sal kadatei sheikabel tzachar al zeh. דהו יודע שאין שכר למלאכים על פועל שעושים, דאין שכר אלא רק לאדם שיש לו חומר דמנגד לפעולתו. אך עם כל זה, הקדוש ברוך הוא נתן לו שכר מטעם שכתבתי לאל. אבל יורקמי שהוא לא בקש לעשות פועל הנס על ידו במעשה אברהם אבינו, אלא בקש אחר כך מעשה חנינה משל ועזריה, יש לתלות ולומר שבקש כן בשביל לקבל שכר, אחר שראה שנתן הקדוש ברוך הוא שכר לגבליאל מעשה אברהם אבינו. וכיוון דעיקה רגליים לדבר לחשוב כן, לא נתן לו שכרו.
He explains here, he said, when Gabriel, he wanted to save Abraham, he never thought Gabriel that Hashem is going to reward him for the future, is going to make it up for him in the future. Why? Because there's no reward for Malachim. Kadosh Baruch Hu rewards only human on earth that he goes against his nature to do mitzvot, then Hashem has to reward him. But the Malachim, they're like, they're created like robots. Created for something, that's what they do. So he never thought Malach Gabriel that Hashem is going to reward him for his good intention. Therefore, Hashem, he wanted to reward him. Why? Because he told him he had good intention. I'm going to reward you because you did something good. Why? Because he wanted to be Mekadesh and Shemaim even more and more. He had good ta'ana. He had good ta'ana. But I love Abraham, to show him the love to Abraham. I want to save him. But you had good ta'ana. You wanted to be Mekadesh and Shemaim. So for that reason, I'm going to reward you. He went Kibyachol HaKadosh Baruch Hu against all the odds and he wanted to reward Gabriel. But Malach Yurkamu, when he heard this, now probably you could tell me, maybe Malach, this Malach, he wanted to save Hanan Mishael Azariah. Why? Because he wanted to get reward. Why? Because he already saw what HaKadosh Baruch Hu rewarded Gabriel for his good intention. So I also have good intention. If you're going to let me, Zachiti. If you're not going to let me, at least you have to reward me for the good intention. Therefore, since that there's raglaim ladabar, you could explain that the second malach, he wanted to do it because of the reward. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not reward the second malach. Gabriel, he never thought that there's reward for malachim. Therefore, he did it only leKadesh HaShemayim yoter veyoter. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu rewarded him. That's what he explains over here. He has also a few other anyanim here that he tells us. It's very interesting, the bench hide away that he thinks at things. But it's interesting if the person should go over it. It's a lot of stuff he brings over there. So what we saw from this Gemara, we saw that Malach Gabriel, he was the Malach in charge of fire. So now it makes sense. Malach Raphael, just like his name, like what the Benchai told us in Baba Mesiha, Malach Raphael, just like his name, he came to cure Abraham. Malach Gabriel, what's his nature? We just said Malach Gabriel, his nature is fire. So it makes sense that he came to destroy Sodom. והשם המטיר על סדו ועל עמורה גופרית ואש מאת השם מן השמיים. It makes sense, it was Gabriel. Now we have the third Malach, Michael. What did Michael do? Obviously he came to be מבשרת שרה. To tell Sarah that she's going to bear a child. By the way, בעל התורים, תז אסיר, והנה שלושה אנשים נשאים עליו, דגמרה תולס מיכאל, רפאל, גבריאל, דיאס את רים מלאכים, בעל התורים סייץ, והנה שלושה, what's a gematria of והנה שלושה, a lot, I didn't do it actually, but that's what we believe בעל התורים, סייץ, והנה שלושה, בגימטריה, אלו מיכאל, גבריאל ורפאל. That's what בעל התורים סייץ, that's basically what הגמרה is telling us. That, so according to this Gemara in Pesachim that we saw now, it makes sense that Gabriel, his nature is fire. He came to destroy Sodom. Raphael, his nature, his name is to cure. Therefore, he came to cure Abraham. And Michael, the third mission that we have, to be Mebaser Tzara. But I saw also more. So here in Midrash Rabban, Shir Shirim, Parasha Gimal, Pasuk Yud Alef, and Pasuk Tzayna Orena Ben Tzion, says here in the Midrash, מיכאל שר של שלג. מיכאל is in charge of snow. He's the מלאך of snow. Whatever that means, I don't know what that means. And גבריאל בשר של אש. גבריאל is in charge of fire. And where are all these מלאכים? Up there, in שמיים. So they're all together. How come the snow is not pouring off the fire of גבריאל? So he said, no, don't worry. ולא זה מחבל הזה, ולא זה מחבל הזה. נעץ הקדוש ברוך הוא עושה שלום רומיו. Kadosh Baruch Hu, he knows how to make peace between the Malachim, even though each Malach's nature is the opposite from the other. Kadosh Baruch Hu, he does miracle with them, and Oseh Shalom Romav, he makes peace between them. Lo zeh mechabel hazeh, ve lo zeh soref hazeh. That's what it says here. I saw here an interesting pirush, pirush kol yafeh, here on this Midrash Rabbah Shir Shirim. He says here, Michael הוא מצד החסד. מיכאל, שר ישראל, מצד החסד, ושלג הוא רמז לחולשת הדין, והדרך לבושה כתלג חבר. רק לפסון דניאל צז, לבושה כתלג חבר, את מי זה? הקדוש ברוך הוא כביכול, רק שלג, רק סנו. So, מיכאל, since that מיכאל is שר of Israel, so his nature is חסד. So his nature is cold, like תלג חבר, just like כביכול מדותיו of הקדוש ברוך הוא. וגבריאל הוא מצד הדין הבא בגבורה ואש. That nature of גבריאל, it's fire, like we said, והוא רמז לתוקף הדין, והדרך כי באש השם נשפט. It's like fire is דין, נשפט, משפט. There's משפט, there's judgment, that's what fire. והכוונה בזה שכל אחד משפיע מכוחותיו על עולם השפל המורכב מארבע יסודות אשר בהם יש, אש ומים, ואין האחד מחבא ומחליש כוח חברו. So each מלאך, he gives from his nature here to the world. וזהו גם כן הכוונה לכמן, ואית לחמש אנפיים, פירוש כי לפעמים גם מלאך אחד עושה פעולות הפוכות. Sometimes even one מלאך could do the opposite from his nature. Just like we saw by Gabriel, he wanted to go down, even though his nature is the fire, he's going to cool off from inside and make it even harder from the outside.
כי לפעמים גם מלאך אחד עושה פעולות הפוכות ומשפיע השפעות מתחלפות בלי להחליש האחרת את רעותה. ומה די אמרינן? So if that now is asking, and what we learned in מלאך אחד עושה שתי שליחיות,
how come מלאך גבריאל, he did two opposite things, if each מלאך has one mission to do. אין מלאך עושה שתי שליחיות, like what Rashi told us.
How come he did the opposite? He said, זה רק בזמן אחד. אבל בזמנים מתחלפים, ישנה השם תפקידם לכל אשר יחפוץ. ופעמים אפילו בזמן אחד יעשה פעולות הפכיות. ובחדית הפרק הרבה פסחים שגבריאל שרו של אש, צנן הכבשן בחוס והקדיח בפנים.
So he said, what חכמים told us, אין מלאך אחד עושה שתי שליחויות? That's normally, אין מלאך אחד עושה שתי שליחויות. But sometimes מלאך אחד, he does two שליחיות, two missions, and sometimes he does two missions, the opposite from each other at the same time. So now, the rule that Rashi told us, in מלאך אחד, no one מלאך could do two missions, that's only normally. But sometimes he could do two missions, and sometimes even more, he could do the opposite at the same time, like מלאך גבריאל. He made it inside cooler, and outside even harder. That's what he says over here. Furthermore, I saw in יערות דבש, יערות דבש, he brings down in חלק א', דרוש תדבב, דרוש ליוד א' תבית, he brings down over here, he quotes the Gemara, מסכת ברכות, the Gemara says, מסכת ברכות דף ד' עמוד ב', גדול נאמר במיכאל יותר מה שנאמר בגבריאל. The pasuk that's written by מיכאל is even bigger and more חשוב than what's written by גבריאל. Why? The מיכאל כתיב ויעוף אליי אחד מן הסירפים. וגבריאל כתיב, והאיש גבריאל מועף ביעף. What does it mean? It said, מלאך מיכאל, when he comes to do his mission here on the world, ויעוף אליי אחד מן הסירפים. One מלאך בישעיה נביא, one מלאך came in one shot, one jump. One jump, he got to נביא ישעיה, and he punched him, and he gave him בשורה, like we can see soon. That's מלאך מיכאל, he jumped, that's what the Gemara said, מיכאל באחת, גבריאל בשתיים, כן? ואליהו נביא בארבע, ומלאך המוות בשמונה. That's what the Gemara says over there, מסכת ברכות. said, מיכאל באחת. In one jump, Rashi said, he could come and he do his mission. מלאך גבריאל, he needs two jumps, כביכול. What are these two steps that כביכול he has to step the מלאך to come to do his mission? What does that mean? He tells us here, יש להבין, מה נפקא מינה אם נאמר בתיצה אחת או יותר? What difference does it make if מלאך גבריאל, he said he needs... He has to switch planes. He has to go to take one plane, then he has to switch it, go to take a different plane to come. What difference does it make? At the end, he's coming and he's doing his mission. What do I care? One step, two steps? What's going on?
So he says, אבל יובן העניין, כי ידוע כי מלאך אחד אינו עושה שתי שליחיות. No one מלאך could do two missions. He says, but this rule applies היינו במלאכים בלתי נשגבים. That's the rule applies to regular malachim. But even בשמיים, they are regular malachim, they are חשוב malachim, they are important malachim, there are levels of malachim.
said, when Hakim told us in Malach Ahad could do two missions, that's a standard Malach, regular one. But Malachim Gibuhim, a higher level of Malachim, Osim Shdihuyot Harbeke Ahad. They do a lot of missions together. ולכן מיכאל עשה בזה שלקח רצפה ושם בפי הנביא שני שליחיות. ויעוף אליי אחד מן הסרפים בידו רצפה במלקחיים לקח מעל המזבח. When המלאך מיכאל, he came to ישעיה הנביא, he did two missions at the same time. How? He took כביכול from the coals of the מזבח and he put it on the mouth of ישעיה. Why? Because he said, כי איש תמי שפתיים אנוכי, ובתוך עם תמי שפתיים אנוכי יושב. כי ביכול לספוק בד הבת עם ישראל, השם פנש נם right away, through מלאך מיכאל. מלאך מיכאל, he came to פנש ישעיה הנביא, he did two שליחיות. אחד שאיסרו על דיבר שפתיים אך למותר, באומרו על עם קדוש, שהוא עם תמי שפתיים, והוא דין ועונש. He punished them. At the same time, however, ושליחות אחד של רחמים. At the same time, as another שליחות of mercy, שאמר לו, ושר עבוניך וחטאתך תכופר. Two missions at the same time. Why? Because מיכאל is special. He's a higher level. ואם כן, לולי שהיה מלאך נשגה במעלתו, לא היה אפשר לעשות בשליחות אחת. והיה צריך לעשותו פעמיים, זו אחר זו. וכך היה צריך לשתי טיצות. Regular מלאך, he can't do everything in one shot. He can't do two missions. Therefore, he has to be sent for one thing. Then he has to be sent again for other thing. So if HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have sent Malach Gabriel to Yesha'an Nabi, Malach Gabriel, he would have needed to come to Yesha'iah two times. One time to punish him because he spoke Lashon Hara Abatam Israel. And second time he has to come to tell him, because he can't do both at the same time. Why? Because in Malach Ahad, he wants to live. לכל שליחות תיצה מיוחדת. אבל מיכאל, לרוב מעלתו, עשה הכל בתיצה אחת. ולכך לא נאמר רק ויעוף אליי בעיפה אחת. In one shot, he came, and he punished him, and he gave him בשורה. אבל אמנם גבריאל ובאו לדניאל גם כן פעל שתי שליחיות. אחת גלותו גלות ישראל, and he continues here, when גבריאל came to Daniel, he had to come two times. One time to tell him Nebu'af Am Israel, and the second time to tell him Mapalat HaGoyim, Betobat Israel, wherever, it continues over here. Therefore, by Malach Gabriel, he had to come to Daniel two times. But Malach Michael, when he came to Yeshaya, one shot, he did two things. Why? Because the rule that Hakim tell us, in Malach Ahad Oseh Shlish Lihiyot, this applies to standard Malachim. But important that Hashub Malachim could do two missions at the same time. Even these two missions could be the opposite from each other. They could still do it. With this, now we understand what Rashi tells us here when he ראה בינו סוד המלאכים ויאמר אדוני אם נא מצאתי חן בעיניך אל תעבור מעל עבדיך. There are two פירושים Rashi brings down, and one פירוש Rashi says Abraham was talking to the three מלאכים that came to him and he told them please אל תעבור מעל עבדיך, please wait, let me prepare for you a meal, prepare סעודה for you, please wait. But the problem, he told them here in singular form. ויאמר, אל אמנה מצאתי חן בעיניך, בעיניך, not בעיניכם. אל תעבור מעל עבדיך. Please don't leave me. He was telling to them as a singular form. There were three people. How come? אל תעברו מעל עבדיכם. Why the singular form? Rashi says, לגדול שבהם אמר. וקראם כולם אדונים. He was talking to the Malach, who's the most important from all three of them, to him he was talking, because if he's going to stay, the other two, they're going to stay with him. Who's that Malach who's Hashub from all the other two? Michael, we just read him from what's his name? The Ya'arot Devash, he said, Michael, he needs one Aifa. One shot, he could come, and he could tell you. If that's the case, we have here, that's what the Midrash says, Bifirush. Rashi told us the Gadol Shebahem Amar. He didn't tell us who's that Gadol Shebahem. The Midrash Rabbah said, in Parasha Memchet Siman Yud, ויאמר אדוני, אם נא מצאתי חן בעיניך, תנה רבי חייא, לגדול שבהן אמר, זה מיכאל. This is מיכאל. Now we know, מיכאל, since that יערות דיבש told us, מיכאל, he's the most חשוב from all the other three. Therefore, לגדול שבהם אמר, Abraham was talking to מיכאל. If מיכאל is going to stay, the other two also are going to stay. And with this, we could come to different Gemara. We have Gemara in Masechet Yoma. It's beautiful. The Gemara tells us here, Masechet Yoma, Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph, Tanya, Shlosha Shehayu Mehelechin Baderech, three people walk in the street. What's the order, the perfect order should walk in the street?
The Gemara gives us the right proper order. Harab ba'emtza'a, the most hashub one should walk in the middle. Gadol bimino, v'katan misimulo. The most important, the rabbi, should be in the middle. And the guy who's right under the rabbi should be on the right side of the rabbi. And the least hashub should be on the left side. That's the perfect way that a person should walk in the street. You're walking with your rabbi, that's how you should walk. וכן מצינו בשלושה מלאכי שרת שבאו אצל אברהם. מיכאל באמצע, גבריאל בימינו, ורפאל בשמאלו. Now, Michael, he was in the middle. Why? Because it's the most hashub from all three of them. And Gabriel is number two. Gabriel b'shtayim. Gabriel is on the right side of Michael. And Raphael at the left side. Now, based on this Gemara, comes along Maran Ahida, beautiful Pirush, Pene David. He said, now we understand what Rashi told us. We said, the order the Gemara tells us. What the order? If you remember, we already forgot the Gemara. The Gemara told us, Masechet Baba Metzi'a, we have three מלאכים, מיכאל, גבריאל ורפאל. מיכאל שבא לבשר את שרה, רפאל שבא לרפא את אברהם, גבריאל הלך להפוך את סדום. בן ישחי asked here, the Gemara said in the beginning, מיכאל, גבריאל ורפאל, then the Gemara told us each מלאך what he did, the Gemara switched the order, told us מיכאל, רפאל, and all the way at the end, גבריאל. Why the Gemara picked that order? בן ישחי said, because the Gemara picked that order, because that's the way that they did their mission. Michael and Raphael, they did their job by Abraham. One of them to be Mebaser Tzara, one of them to cure Abraham. Both of them did their job at the same time, same day. And Gabriel all the way at the end. That's next day when he destroys Sedom. But we asked on the Ben Ishchai, he said, even the order is not the right order. Why? Because number one, they cured Abraham. And then they told him about Tzara. And then Gabriel went to destroy Sedom. The Gemara should have told us the order, Raphael, שבא לרפאת אברהם, number two, מיכאל, שבא לבשר צרה, number three, גבריאל, שבא להפוך צדום. That's the proper order it's supposed to be, according to the Ben Ishchai himself also. Ben Ishchai said, he put both of them together. מיכאל ורפאל together, because both of them, they did their job the same day. And גבריאל was a day later. Okay, but between these two, מיכאל and רפאל, there's also order. What are you going to do about this? So I saw that במרן החידן, בנני דוד, he asked this question. יש להבין, אמי רשי נקט להפך את סדום בינתיים. Why רשי also, the order that רשי told us, not like the Gemara, not like anyone. What did רשי said? אחד לבשר את שרה, that's מיכאל, ואחד להפוך את סדום, that's גבריאל, ואחד לרפות את אברהם. That's order totally off. What's going on over here? So he says here, the Maran Ahida says, beautiful. He said, וכי דייקת שפיר, and if you pay attention more, הוולל יקדים ברשע לרפות את אברהם. The first one, Rashi was supposed to last, he came to cure Abraham. דהו דבר הנצרח לשעתו, ונעשה ונגמר מיד. That's the first one, רפאל to cure Abraham. ואחר זה, מיכאל came לבשר את שרה, ואחד להפוך סדום, דלתה ביתרה הדין. Gabriel is all the way at the end. So the proper order is supposed to be first Raphael to cure Abraham, then Michael to Baser Tzara, and then Gabriel to Afok Sedom. The Gemara didn't tell us that order, and the Rashi didn't tell us that order. What did Rashi pick? What's going on over here? So he says, ואיפי גנה תלמיד, חסדר מדרגתם כחשיב, לכאורה למוכח מה שכתב מרכבו הרגמן. He said, it doesn't go like this. Why? Because according to their order, their חשיבות, doesn't go like this. What did the Gemara say? Said, number one, מיכאל, according to their חשיבות, שבא לבשר את שרה, רפאל, שבא לרפא את אברהם. Wrong. גבריאל, supposed to be number two, רפאל, number three. What's going on here? So the Maran Ahida says, ואחר כך נזכרתי בברייתא במסכת יומא דף למד זין, the Gemara we just read, מיכאל באמצע, גבריאל בימינו, רפאל בשמאלו, ואם כן, כסדרן נקט ראשי. He said, since that the Gemara here, מסכת יומא told us, if three חכים walk in the street, the most חשוב walks in the middle, and it's number two חשוב, he goes on his right side, and number three, on the left side. If we're going to put this in names, Michael in the middle, Gabriel on the right side, and Raphael at the left side. So that's exactly the order that Rashi picked. Ehad lebasir tzara, that's Michael in the middle, the most hashub. Number two hashub to him, Gabriel, behad lafuch tzedom. Number three is Raphael, behad lafuch Abraham. That's what Rashi told us. And everything, now I call al-mikomo, yabu b'shalom.
Now we explained the order, but now we still have a problem that I told you in the beginning, that Rashi told us Raphael, the one who cured Abraham, he went to save Lot. The Gemara doesn't say like this. The Gemara said, Michael, the one who came to give Besorah of Sarah, he's the one who went to save Lot. Michael saved Lot. And why Michael? Because Michael is the most hashub. He could do two shlichiyot. But Raphael is the least hashub. How could he do two shlichiyot? If Malach Gabriel, Ya'arod Debash told us, he's less hashub than Michael, he cannot do two shlichiyot. He had to go mu'af bi'af. Two times he has to come to Daniel. Kol shekin, Malach Raphael was the least hashub from these three. He needs to come to two times to do shlichiyot. How come Raphael, the one, Rashi says here, Raphael, the one who saved, who cured Abraham, he went to save Lot. Wrong. The Gemara told us here, that's what says the Gemara. The Gemara says here that Michael, who cured Abraham, who came to be Maser Tzara, and he's the most hashuv from all the three, he could do two shlichiyot, therefore he went to save Lot. That's what says the Gemara. Up to a point, I saw that the Haskuni, he is bothered with that question. Many Mfarshim are bothered with this, but Haskuni, he has a beautiful pirush here. Spirash Rashi, Raphael, Sherpat Abraham, Halach Misham, Liatzilut Lot. Said Hazak. What Hazak? I don't know exactly what does Hazak Rashi about here. They tell the Haskuni, Hazak, Haskuni, I don't know, I don't know what that means. I asked a few Hakaim, I don't know, no one told me what this means. I think, probably I'm wrong, but I think that Hazak Zerashet Ebot, Hadush Ze Kashe. This Hadush, you have a question on it. Why I'm saying like this? Because if you're Baki with the, if you read a lot the Haskuni, you see he uses the word Hazak only at the time that he has a problem with the Pirush. He has a problem with the Pasuk, he has a problem with the Pirush. He says Hazak, and then he asks the question. So I think Hazak Zerashet Ebot, Hadush Ze Kashe. I saw there are new prints also, that Uzbi Adar, they have new prints of Humashim, they have new prints of Haskuni, they figured out all the Rashi Tibot. I looked over there, still Rashi Tibot here. There's no, they didn't figure out what this means. I think it means Hadush Zekashi. Why? Because anytime the Haskuni writes the word Hazak, he has a question. What's the question? How come Rashi said Raphael, who cured Abraham, he went to save Lot? Lamadu Mesokhirta Pualin Gmara Baba Mesia, we just read. Veaboshine Malachim Siduma. The Gmara said, De Azal Michael to save Lot. Michael went to save Lot, not Raphael. Veod imita de Michael Hava, imkin asash tishlihiyot, Besurat Sarabe Salat Lot. We already answered that question. Why? Because Michael is Hashub, according to the Ya'arod Bash, everything's fine. But he doesn't like it. He said, "Em alacha hazor shlish lehiyot." That's it. Period. Em alacha hazor shlish lehiyot. Therefore, we must say, like Rashi says over here, that Raphael, the one who came to cure Abraham, he went to save Lot. And in a matter of fact, that's what it says in the Midrash Rabbah. Also, the Midrash Rabbah, he says here in Parasha Nun, Siman Beit, "Vehu beehad umi yeshi benu benefsho vita veyaas tana en malach ehad oseh shlish lehiyot." ולא שני מלאכים עושים שליחות אחת. ואתה אמרת, ויבוא שני מלאכים סדומה. You tell me the pasuk that they abode, the two מלאכים that came to Sodom. Only מלאך עושה one שליחות. It sounds like they don't go like the Ya'arod Dvash, but that's what it says over here. The Midrash continues here. אלא מיכאל אמר בשורתו ונסתלק. מיכאל, he did his mission, he told them about Sarah she's going to have a baby, he went away. גבריאל נשתלח להפוך את סדום. ורפאל להציל את לוט. So it's clear that Raphael came to save Lot. Oh, no, Rashi told us, Raphael, he came to cure Abraham. That's the Gemara said. Gemara said, Raphael came to cure Abraham. So Rashi started off with the Gemara, that Raphael came to cure Abraham, and he ended off with the Midrash, that Raphael, he saved Lot. אין מלאך אחד עושה שליש לחיות, what are you going to answer about this? Haskuni, he doesn't want to say that Michael, Like the Gemara and Baba Mesia, the Gemara said Baba Mesia, Michael, the one who came to be Mabasir Tzara, he went to save Lot. How could he do two missions? Therefore, we must say that Raphael, who cured Abraham, he went to save Lot. How could he do two missions? And you must say that Refu'ah and Hatzalah, they're both of them one topic. They're, both of them, they're saving the person. Whether the Malach Raphael, he came to save Abraham from his sickness, he came to save Lot from the Magifa. So he has one mission to save people. That's how he said. And up to a point, he continues here the Haskuni. ונראה דלא גרסינן הטעם מיכאל אלא רפאל. We said, the coming to Haskuni, he said, the Gemara that says, Michael, he went with Gabriel to Sodom, it's a mistake. Raphael, he went with Gabriel to Sodom to save Lot, not Michael. He said, that says the Gemara Michael, it's a mistake. Narad de Garcina Bagmara, Raphael instead of Michael. That's what it says here, the Haskuni. I said, it's fixing the Gemara. Now, these things, you know, as I said, you know, the Mahlokot now here, it sounds like, you know, from the Ya'arod Devash and the Midrash and here the Haskuni. But each one, now the Rashi, how come he started off with the Midrash, with the Gemara, he ended off with the Midrash? According to the Haskuni, even the Gemara, you have to fix the Gemara. And Raphael, he's the one who went to save Lot. And how come he saved Lot and cured Abraham? That's two things he did at the same time. Both of them, Anyan of Hatzala, both of them came to save someone's life. Whether he came to save Abraham because he was sick, or he came to save Lot because of the Mapechat Sedom. That's what here he wants to say, the Haskuni. But still, if you want to go, that El Melech Ad Oseh Shlish Luhiyot, how did Raphael, he came to cure Abraham and to save Lot? Even if you're going to tell me both of them are Anyan Ehad, same topic, to save people, but no problem, to save people. Let him do his mission, let him save Abraham, then cure Abraham, then go back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then send him again to save Lot. Why at the same shot he was sent to cure Abraham and to save Lot? What is this? And furthermore, I saw Marana Haidan, Pene David also, he asked, he said, we have Gemara in Masechet Baba Batra. The Gemara tells us here a few pirushim in Baba Batra, Tet Zayin Amud Bet. What does mean, V'Hashem berachet Abraham bakol, V'Abraham zaken baba yamim, V'Hashem berachet Abraham bakol, what does mean? A few pirushim, when Hakam said, that Haitalu bat, Abraham, he used to have a daughter, and her name was Bakol. Ibn Ezra doesn't like that pirush. He said, if that's the case, the Pasuk should have said, V'Hashem berachet Abraham be bakol. Because if her name is Bakol, Hashem blessed him with Bakol. So it's supposed to be Bebakol. Whatever, that's one pirush here that the Gemara said. If you have a few pirushim here, we'll get to our point. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai Omer. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai says, what does mean Hashem berachet Abraham Bakol? Eben Toba haita teluya betzavaro shel Abraham Abinu, shekol hole harwe otam yad mutrape. Abraham Abinu used to have a magic precious stone that any person who's sick, who looks at it, becomes cure. Comes Marana Haida, said, oh yeah, why do you need Bechlal now, Raphael? Why do you need Raphael Bechlal? To cure Abraham, he could look at the stone, and he's going to be cured. What's going on? Where is he? Says here the Pene David, ועוד מקשים העולם, דה אמרינן מרגלית טובה הייתה תלויה בסברו של אברהם, שכל חולה שהיה מביט בה מתרפא, ואמה יוסרח לרפאל דבר אשר היה אל אברהם במחזה. Why do you need Raphael Bechlal? Why do you need Raphael to cure Abraham? Let him look at this precious stone that he has. If that stone cures anyone else, Kojikent is going to cure Abraham himself. Why does he need Raphael Bechlal? I mean, Rali Yasheb Kole Aaron, he says, he goes here, this beautiful language here. He uses psukim and gemarot to tell us what he wants to write here. ואולם כיוון דעלידי מילה במעלות אחז תמים לרצון ומשע על כל רמח עיברים, ואם אל סודות תדרוש מחשוף הלבן, גלוי החסדים, שפרה דמלתה באנפה, שלא להתרפות מהמכה, שלא יהיה נראה כקצבה. והורה בזה כי כל תוקף הכאב כעין נגדו, מאחר שזכה בזה לכל המעלות וישלמות. What is he saying? He uses here פסוקים and גמרות and to tell us what he wants to say. So he has beautiful language here, Marana Nahida. The first time the person looks at Marana Nahida, there's no way he could understand him. He speaks and he wants to tell us sentence. He uses sentence from the Gemara here, sentence from the Gemara there, pasuk from here, pasuk from Iyob, combine all of them, makes one long statement. So you have to be back in everything to understand. So Bikitsur, that's here what he's telling us here. He said, Abraham Abinu, you're right, he had precious stone. He could have cured himself with the precious stone. He does not need Raphael at all. But Abraham Abinu did not want to cure himself with the precious stone. Why? Because if he's going to cure himself, then the Brit Milah that he got, why he was sick? Because of the Brit Milah. And because of the Brit Milah, Kadosh Baruch Hu, now he could talk to him. Abraham was zuche to even bigger and bigger ma'alot because of the Brit Milah. That's one of the Pirushin Hakim said, Ve'yira elav Hashem be'ol, Ve'yira Hashem be'ol, no. וירא אליו השם באלוני ממרא, והוא יושב פתח האוהל כחום היום. What does mean, והוא יושב פתח האוהל? So until now, when Hashem was talking to Abraham, before he did the Brit Milah, when Hashem was talking to Abraham, the Pasuk said, ויפול אברהם על פניו ויצחק. he couldn't kibyachol hold to hear the words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he fell down. All the Nebi'im, when Hashem speaks to them, they fall down. But here, Abraham Abinu, after he did Brit Milah, he was Zuchay, that Hashem spoke to him, and he didn't fall. He didn't fall, he was sitting down. So he was Zuchay to bigger ma'alot because of the Brit Milah. So he said, because of the Brit Milah, I was Zuchay to bigger and bigger ma'alot. And now, I know that I have precious stone, I could cure myself. But is it nice to cure myself with the precious stone because of the Brit Milah? So it sounds like, as if, you know, I got enough from the Brit Milah. It sounds like Nirake Katzba. It sounds like, you know, I wish I didn't have done Brit Milah. So it looks like, you know, Abraham Abinu, with all the ma'alot that he reached because of the Brit Milah, now you want him to cure himself, to show Kadosh Baruch Hu, you made me sick, I can cure myself, I don't need to be sick. For this being sick, this Kadosh Baruch Hu made you even bigger and bigger. To thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for this. That's what he says here. If you're going to hear the sodot of Abraham Avinu, how come he did not use a precious stone? Mahsof al-Laban, you're going to reveal the whiteness of Abraham Avinu. Giluya hasadim. You're going to see the hasad of Abraham Avinu. Shifram el-Tabian, the thingy that Hashem told him he had to do Brit Milah, he loved it so much in his eyes. Shidlole etropot mehem makah. He did not want to cure himself from Makkah of Brit Milah. Shelo yein raki katzba. And with this, he showed vehora bazek. He called tokef hakeb, all the pain that he's going through, Abraham Avinu, because of Brit Milah. Ki ayin negdo. It's nothing. In my eye, it's fine. Why? Because I was zocheh to bigger and bigger ma'alot. Me'ahar shizakha bazek lechol ma'alot v'yesh lemut. Therefore, Abraham Avinu, he had precious stone, he could have cured himself, he does not need Raphael, but he did not want to cure himself. Why? Because he doesn't want to show Kadosh Baruch Hu kibyachol, I got enough from Brit Milah, I just want to cure myself. However, ולכן, בא רפאל להראות שרצונו של הקדוש ברוך הוא שיתרפא. ומאחר דשפיר אהבה מצא אברהם למסור רפאות תעלה מדי נפשי, עד בלתי שמיים לא זכו לרפאל, וכל עצם ביאת רפאל עשו לגלוי מלטה דווקא, לכן לא נחשב זה לשליחות אליו, ושליחותו להסיר את לו דווקא. ובדקדוק גדול נקט ראשי רפאל באחרונה. It's beautiful here, he says. He said, since that Abraham Avinu, he did not need Raphael at all. He could cure himself with a precious stone. But he didn't want to do it because of what we said. But now that he saw that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent him Raphael to cure him, that means Raphael is coming to tell him, Hashem, he wants you to cure yourself. Oh, if Hashem wants me to cure himself, I don't need you. I could cure myself on my own. I have a precious stone. So Abraham Avinu really at the end, he cured himself, not with Raphael. Raphael didn't do anything to Abraham. How did he cure himself? From the precious stone that he had. Only Raphael, when he came to show Abraham that Hashem wanted to be cured. If that's the case, Raphael didn't do anything. He just came, legluyem leta davka. He only came to show him that Hashem wants you to be cured. And if that's the case, Rashi said, bidakduk gadol, Rashi left Raphael all the way to the end because he didn't do anything, Raphael. By Abraham Abinu, he didn't do anything. Raphael, he came to do what? He came to cure Abraham, not to actually cure Abraham. He wanted to show Abraham that Hashem wanted him to be cured. Ela, the real mission that Raphael was sent to save Lot. Everything now, a call al mekum shalom. That's what Marana Hida told us. Says all these things now, everything fits perfectly. Whether if you want to go according to the Ya'arod Dibash, it said Melech Michael, he had because of his ma'ala, he could do two missions at the same time. Just like we saw by Melech Gabriel and the Gemara. And here also, according to the Ya'arod Dibash, he's meyashev the Gersav the Gemara. But the Haskuni, he said, you have to fix the Gemara, you have to write Raphael, Shirpat Abraham, he went to save Lot. How come he did two shlichiyot? If you're going to tell me they're both the same anyan, also we don't accept that. Why? Because at least let him go back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and come back again. According to Maran HaHida, what he said, no, he never did anything to Abraham Abinu. Abraham Abinu, he had the precious stone. He got cured from the precious stone. Raphael, they only came to show him that Hashem want Abraham to be cured. And then Raphael, he went straight to save Lot. Now that's basically goes with the Midrash. And goes the way Haskuni wanted to fix the Gemara. Kol al mekumo v'yabe shalom. That's what Hakim tell us. Even you see, sometimes you see Gemarot and see Kushiot from here to there. We have to understand how to be meyashev everything. That one of them is to cure, not to cure Abraham, to tell him that Hashem wanted to be cured. That's Raphael. His main mission, Raphael, he came to save Lot. And Michael, he came to be mebaser tzara. And Gabriel came to destroy Sodom. And chase Sodom. Therefore, we send him Gabriel. And Gabriel told him, I'm going to destroy Sodom. in different worlds, start to pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right away, Abraham Avinu was praying, even for the Resha'im, Abraham was praying. Be'ezrat Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help all of us, should all be bereim ve'etanim. Be'ezrat Hashem, le'avodato yitbarach, v'nizkeh l'besarot tovot, v'yat Mashiach hasdkenu, v'ravi yaminu, amen ve'amen. רבי חנן המנקשה אומר, עשה כתובי הרכות הכל צריך לפיכך.